Yeah. It's a Monday for me, Thursday for you. How you doing? How your mama doing? How your family doing? Did you smoke today? Did you have your coffee? Did you get some pussy? Did you get some dick, ladies? How you doing? Oh, man. You know, this week has been an interesting week for me. You know, as y'all know, I pre-record everything that I do. I don't record it the same day or the same week sometimes. It's rarity, you know, period. And a lot of stuff that I try to talk about stuff that, in a way, and talk about it in a way that even if I'm talking about something 2 weeks later, it's relatable 2 weeks later, you know, period. No different than when I filmed my porn. I wanted to make scenes that 10 years down the line, people still relate to those scenes. So I'm sitting there smoking me some weed. Had a good weekend. Worked all goddamn weekend, what have you. And it's funny, I decided to take a leap. I'm supposed to do a Zoom meeting tomorrow where I'm going to perform in front of some people to see if I can perform at Dreamville. Now, I don't know what made me decide to do this, but I said, fuck it, because I'm going to tell you what made me decide. I haven't performed any of my newer music yet. And I miss performing on stage. I miss getting on stage. And to me, I don't even care what the crowd does. Just long they ain't booing. And I don't get booed, you know. Now, I don't know how this young generation is going to receive my shit, but I know they're going to look at me and say, damn, somebody granddaddy on stage. But what's going to be funny is granddaddy about to rock that motherfucker. Because I truly believe, and because I'm very confident in my ability to rock a crowd. I don't give a fuck how old that crowd is. You just got to know how to do it. Talk to them. Draw them in. You know, all that good shit. I'm just curious. Now, am I expecting to get picked? No different than did I expect to get nominated for AVN. No, I'm not expecting to get picked. One, I got gray hairs. I look old as shit. Well, I don't look old as shit, but you can tell that I'm older gentleman. Missing teeth. You know. I'm just curious. Now, the scary part is if they actually do choose me. Now I got to figure out how to get my ass up the damn Dreamville Festival. Which I already know how I'll do that if that happens. I just holler at one of my boys, get one of my boys who's going to actually make a show and once they know that I'm doing Dreamville Festival, I'm pretty sure the crew is going to pack up and we all going to roll up to Dreamville and get tickets and shit. I'm not expecting to get picked. But it's just going to be fun to perform. Because I haven't performed dummy. It's going to be a Zoom meeting. I mean, it's not in front of a crowd, but you know, hey, I get to have a little fun with it. You know? But how you doing? Welcome to the Smoker's Lounge. Welcome to the Smoke This Over episode of the Smoker's Lounge. Sponsored by eroticismmagazine.com, blusherotica.com, the porn company that gives you voiceover with smut and virtual reality, as well as Loyal Fans, the new home of the Premium Smoke Room. Talking about 5 premium podcasts for you to enjoy. It gets more candid, it gets more wild, it gets more crazy, it gets more honest. And tits might come out and dildos might pop out. You don't know unless you subscribe. And also, go to the video store, which you can watch everything once you subscribe. You know, you can go to the video side and see me in action, too, for you ladies and gents that love the adult film stuff. You feel me? Also, check me out 5 days out of the week in the mornings at FullSwapRadio.com. Also, SkyhawkAppleTV.com on their radio app, as well as BGBALC. radio app. Shouts out to Gerald. As I put out this blunt-ass roach. Oh, man, it's been an interesting 2024 so far. Currently looking for a new place to move to because have now added an extra head to my house. I love it. Makes me feel like it's like my granddad's house because everybody used to stay at my granddad's house, you know. Every summer, all the kids and everybody, mama used to be there. You know, my dad, my sister Felicia, she used to stay with my dad. And then when she had Eric, my nephew, God bless the dead. It feel good to have all your kids around, even though they're grown. My baby girl, Ivana, you know, can't wait to see Mahogany. And it's a whole lot of fun. I mean, granted, I'm giving up a lone space, but it's worth it to have your family around. You know, because when I went up to Virginia for my sister's, you know, renewal of her vows, and I saw my sister's clan, Dusty and his kids, and Sandy and Jeff, and then I saw the Baltimore clan and all that. None of my clan was there. And I had my clan. I got my kid, my kids, stepkids, my wife. You know, feels good. Been some turbulent shit. You know, but for the most part, I'm in a content and happy space in life. So we're now looking at spots to move to. Preferably 4-bedroom, so now I got to upgrade, which is crazy because now we got to find a house, and it'll be the first time I ever owned a house, be a house owner, well, renter, actually, eventually one day a house owner, and I see that this year's going to be a whole bunch of adjustments. It's like right now, I'm working on taking my butt to Charleston, so me and Miss Jordan can do a couple of things on the podcast too. It's a lot of things that I'm trying to do. I see this year's going to be a year of adjustments. A lot of changes are going to happen. And it actually be good changes, not bad changes, actually. I always listen to the tarot card stuff. Sacred Tarot on YouTube. Y'all go check her out. And I've been getting into the tarot card stuff, and all has been positive. Now, it might could be because of the YouTube video or what have you, but she's been spot on about a bunch of stuff. Not even going front. She kind of did it. I got nominated for AVN when I think about it. And my thing of it is that when I look at so far on the podcast till my personal life, professional life, of a work life, 9-to-5 life, is I may not have the most exciting life in the world, but I have a good life. So it's better to have a good life and exciting life than you're doing bad, you know. So, well, enough about my black ass. What are we gonna talk about this week? Well, as y'all know, I love following the YouTubers, and I love watching the podcasts. Mostly because, one, I'm a fan of many of these people, and two, I also learn from them about the business that I'm in now, podcasting. See, even with porn, I actually talked to people that was in the porn business longer than me at that point when I got in, and soaked up knowledge from them. Sometimes you can soak up knowledge from afar just by conversations. Stuff like that. Because what's crazy is that even with Joe Budden having his spaces and listening to him, he kind of giving you a masterclass on podcasts whether you paying attention or not. Even Danny from The Stop, even O'Shea Jackson, because I just don't listen to them just for their content. I listen to how they talk and how they speak and what is it about them that makes me want to fucking listen to them. It's everything. Even down to Demand to Be and all that. So, Also, because Joe and many of these fuckers are very transparent about business, also teach me about the business, how to structure your business when it comes to podcasting. So, as everybody knows, see, the thing is, they broke up, or what have you. And, like I said, maybe I should have listened to the whole final episode. Maybe I will go back and we'll do that. But it's a lot of nuggets that they put in there, which I should have known they did. And, of course, Joe spoke upon one of the nuggets. And, of course, they talked about they didn't make no money. They asked for certain interviews and stuff of that nature. And Joe, of course, spoke upon that on Spaces, because, of course, someone probably asked him. And he basically just expounded upon, basically, they haven't done enough with that podcast at the time when they asked for this to get to even receive it or to have it. So, I'm going to privy this to the business that I am pulling. When I started in the business and my function was to be the middle and intermediate guy for Hollywood when it comes to porn. Because part of the thing that made us money was connecting with the companies and finding these girls work, because we get finder fees. And also establish a camaraderie with that company that, who knows, they might want to pay you to do some shoots for them. My partner, Al, actually has had that happen before. I do understand that Richard Mann does shoot for a company, and so forth and so on. It is not far-fetched that a company outsources a shoot to somebody. Now, part of that being intermediate was that we helped them film so they have their own content. We help them put the shit out there. We help them make money. We actually help them with sites and all that shit. Yeah. Y'all can ask Ken. Y'all can ask any of these motherfuckers that came from that era. We actually was help mold some of these females to get the way they were at. Part of that also was to get them comfortable in being in front of the camera, filming, and understanding and doing things in front of the camera, which would increase their chances of getting booked and getting booked again. So, you was getting them prepped for that. Now, how did that work, you ask? Well, one, the company sees that she already shot some scenes because they know you. They know what you done put out. So your reputation of working with girls is known. They see that you is shot high level, studio type. So when they walk in, that girl already know what it is. It's second nature to her. That means that she'll be able to shoot multiple times. That means that she could be able to go through a photo shoot no problem. We didn't send their shit out until we knew that they were prepared for this. Because that's a different world. It's more harsher. The producer expects more. The director expects more of you. There's a certain type of sex and fucking and all that good shit that they expect to put out with their brand. Now, meaning that I'm not going to put my reputation on the line to send you to Hollywood and you fuck it up and then I'm fucked up. Because you are a representation of my company, me. Because I'm also the male talent in the scene with you. I'm also the guy that's filming the scene, helping you find other male talent. I established this relationship with this company that opened the door for your ass to be on Busty Baby Dolls, to be on West Coast Production, to be on Black Ice, Brazzers, What and So Forth, Blush Erotica. Come on. If someone ever asked me to refer to him, yeah, I had girls saying, ask me to refer to him. I was like, I haven't shot with you. Because they're going to ask me, how is he, how is she in front of the camera? Is she problematic on set? Not one time did they ask me, was your pussy or head game good? And nowadays, the other question with that is, did she make you any money? And we can tell she made him money because he pumps the fuck out that shit on his Twitter page. And for you other females, how we know you make your money with that scene? Because a lot of y'all motherfuckers got that repeat shit, so whenever you get a sale, that shit drops and goes on your site. Go on your Twitter page. So how this goes to them? Let's relate this to podcasting. For what he was saying, and this is, I'm getting off of what he said and what she said. I'm curious to hear how they're going to rebut this, but I digress. She said, no, he said, there were 3 episodes in, there was turmoil amongst the co-hosts, and you're asking for 3 people, 2 of them who is at the height, is on a press run for their album. The other one is Kevin Samuels. Now, smoke this over. No disrespect. Kevin Samuels was not going to come on a show with 3 women. Sorry, I'm here to tell you, Mandy, Bridget, and even Olivia Dope, he was not going to come on for fucking what? For y'all 3 to try to secure this nigga? You feel me? 2, to give you an example on the podcast tip, Rayleigh Rabbit, Love of the Death. Go check out Down the Rabbit Hole TV. Great podcast. She got great content. This is one sexy ass goddamn blonde ass bombshell, dog. Can't wait to have her back on the show. Ask about my analytics. And people ask me about that. I had to show it to them. So you 3 episodes in, you ain't even been in, your YouTube numbers ain't hitting yet, and you expect these 3 people to bypass everybody who has a bigger platform than you to jump on their podcast. And the other side of the argument, because I know what people are going to say, and I'm just giving you a different side of it. The other part of the argument is, well, they were on the Joe Budden Network. Just because they was on the Joe Budden Network doesn't mean that those motherfuckers wanted to be on See the Thing Is. Joe Budden Podcast was the bigger podcast at that time and still is. You feel me? The Joe Budden Podcast. Kevin Samuels did Joe Budden because he had a bunch of dudes up there. If Melissa Ford was on there, he wouldn't have not done it. Or would they ask him, Melissa Ford would not be present. I want y'all to name, other than Tasha K, 1 podcast that he was on with a woman on it, or a group of women. I'm waiting. If you're listening, put it in the comments of this episode, on any platform that you're listening to it from. YouTube, whatever. I am waiting. Once again, See the Thing Is had 3 females. This is a Manosphere red pill dude. Do you think he wants to get on? Yeah, you had better luck with fucking Adam Andrew Tate. Better luck with Andrew Tate. I'm just being honest. He'll do the shit just for the fun of it and piss y'all off and be laughing. Two, the Jasmine Sullivan, and I think it was one other person. Once again, they make... Here's the crazy part. You had Jasmine Sullivan, best friend. Why, since y'all have left the Joe Budden podcast, you mentioned that you wanted Jasmine Sullivan, but no time other than after you mentioned it to Joe Budden, which you was expecting Joe Budden to get that for you, did you get it for yourselves? And her best friend was on the podcast numerous times. Not trying to be a butthole, but did no one ever think about that? Did no one ever think about that? Just think about it for a second. Antoinette, love Antoinette. This is no shade to it, to the girl. See, the thing is, to anybody I'm mentioning in this. That's like Angelo is the hottest rapper in the game. You done had me on your show 5 times. You expressed that you wanted Angelo on the show. And at no time Angelo came on the show. And y'all had Keke Palmer. Y'all had, I think, Tiffany Red on there before. So y'all done had some fire guests. But in that situation, I understand what Joe was saying, because the powers that run them would have looked at him sideways if he had tried to put them on your show. Because they'd be like, wait a second. We don't want the B show. Who wants to be on the B show? Every time y'all with the B show. O.T. Guinness was on Silver's show because he was good friends with him. And it goes to the point that, you know something, it's not, I'm not trying to be manosphere here, but a lot of y'all women are entitled. And it's not, you expect because of certain things that you don't have to prove yourself. We expect that because Beyonce was Beyonce, that she shouldn't have to prove herself in country music. She has proven herself because she has made 2 fucking bangers that everybody fucking love. And guess what? Now, we're looking for black country girls. I done saw 2 of them. And they gorgeous as shit, and the shit is hot. And the shit is banging. But she had to earn it. Girls come into porn. They come and do it. This OnlyFans. They think because they got a big tits and a fat ass that they're going to automatically make a shitload of money, that everybody going to love them, and this, that, and the third. And a year in, they're like, wait a second. I was making this, but now I'm making this. And they question more of this. Why do I have to do more to get more money out of these people? Why do I have to add more shit to make money? Why can't I just pay in my pussy? But bitch, get a 9-to-5 and just do that. You think because you a woman and you got a pussy and a dildo that these motherfuckers supposed to spend money. You think because they've been spending money on you for 6 months, they've been supposed to continue to make money and spend money on you for 6 months. And you ain't giving them nothing new. And you ain't elevating. You ain't giving them a storyline. You ain't trying to build a fucking fantasy. What the fuck you trying to do more than just you in there and the goddamn I can see. And you in the same dirty ass motherfucking bathroom. You in the same dirty ass bedroom. You still doing shit in the car. Motherfuckers think because you a good looking motherfucker that supposed to translate to anything. No. And see, with Mandy probably felt because she did what she did when it came to horrible decisions that Joe supposed to automatically be like, oh, you get whatever the fuck you want. No. Horrible decision is sexual content. You're talking about being fucked by basketball players. No disrespect. You're talking about woman sexuality. You're talking about being free as a sexual, as a woman. You're telling it. They had nicknames for their boyfriends. Yes, I'm a fan of horrible decisions. Now you move into a genre where now we're talking about current events, hip-hop, fashion, politics, all of this shit. And granted, Mandy motherfucking transitioned beautifully. But she had to earn that, though. See, that's the difference. Like I said, y'all under a network. Let me make this perfectly clear. Network. There is one podcast that's going to be at the top of any network. Guess what? Black Effect, guess what? The number one podcast is up there. Either Brilliant Idiots or Breakfast Club. Fuck with me. Why do you think Joe said, I can't have a network, I just have 6 co-hosts? He said, I can't have the network, but I make up the work for a network. I feel where Man and them coming from, that Joe should have trusted them, should have thrown them the bone. But when Joe looked at the landscape of what was going on, do I want to bring anybody into this fucking chicken shit mess? Joe probably did not want to be. Let me tell you something. If I could have a podcast that's under me that I don't have to be on, that would drop every time they record, they give it to me, I post it up. No, actually, they got access to the shit and posted their damn self. Man, I would kiss them in the lips. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure it, and he reiterated, y'all owned, see the thing is. So, like I said, to me, some people might say it's sour grapes, it's not sour grapes, it's miscommunication and misunderstanding and expecting more of a situation than you're qualified to have. Because, like I said, just because you had horrible decisions, which is popping, you created tours, you are a pod mommy, Bridget Kelly did what she did, it's not the same space. That's like me trying to switch over to the hip-hop space. Ain't nobody gonna fucking listen to me. I have to earn that shit. Danny had to earn the ability to talk to Rory. He had to earn the ability to even get under the skin of the JBP to the point that Joe Budden is on his face. You don't get ain't shit given to you, motherfuckers. But see, nah, these motherfuckers expect the shit handed to them on a silver platter because what, you done it before or you been in this business. No, it's no different than if I work in laundry, right? I still have to earn my keep if I go to another place doing laundry. So, what any different? You have to earn it. And I think that's the one thing that people skip over and don't understand or even take into account or what have you. See, Tiffany Red has a reason to be upset and pissed off. She earned the right to be upset and pissed off. I gotta realize something, man. People don't want to admit this. This is the truth. The truth is, it's not what you have done, it's what have you done for me lately. I don't care what, I don't know why the fuck motherfuckers don't understand that shit. Y'all keep telling yourself that lie. Yeah, I did this 10 years ago, this damn 30. Yeah, I was in magazines, rap magazines 10 years ago. 20 years ago. That was 20 years ago. You don't hear me talk about it. Why? Because 20 years ago, shit, them mags may not even be up anymore. That shit ain't up. I done been on mixtapes. Is they even online anymore? I done performed in front of 10,000 people at the RBC Center in Raleigh, North Carolina. Nobody gonna remember. I said that I'm rememberable, but I ain't rememberable, but no, it's, I ain't got no footage of it. So people expect that because I did something in this part of the genre, or I did this 10 years ago, that because I'm coming into this space, I'm not supposed to earn my way into this space or prove myself in this space. And it's not, and like I said, I mean, trust me, both of them are good. But I just thought about it. It just something for y'all to think over on that end. Because it's a bigger picture to it. The bigger picture is whether men or women do not expect to just have someone hand it to you or expect anything. If I ever, let's say if I sign with a JVP or I sign with Black Effect or I sign under somebody, I'm walking in thinking, okay, I got to show them that it was worth them signing me. If I want a certain interview, I have to prove that I can handle that interview. Before that moment, we never seen Bridget Kelly do an interview with anybody. We never really seen Mandy B do an interview with anybody other than in the sex work world. Here and there. So it's kind of like, I mean, she had Bridget Kelly on there, but so it's just something for me to think about. I'm not trying to trash on Bridget Kelly or Mandy B or what have you, but no, it's just I try to be devil's advocate on a lot of things. I try to give it to you, give you a thought process or opinion that you may not have thought about, it may not have crossed your mind. Because let me tell you who I am. If they had said it to me, I'd be like, oh, really? Damn, Miss Sullivan, you working with them today? You fucked this up to be the last time I do it. Yeah. But the Kevin Samuels, y'all won't go and get. Bridget, I know you wanted to joust with that nigga. He ain't stupid. He'll talk to you in the DMs, but he won't. No. Because I ain't even going to front. You might have tore his ass up. It might have made his brand look bad. I'm just saying. Because Bridget, Mandy, nah. Bridget would have been ready for that motherfucker. But, and Olivia Dope. Stop playing. So, speaking about Joe, of course, there was a conversation about female rap game. He was saying that the female rap game, we know it, is over. And for what he was saying was the type female rap music. They're not going to go through the trouble. And y'all can go listen to it. Me being a rapper, me being in the music business at one point, actually managed a female rapper, what have you. Y'all got to realize everything happens in waves. And what happened with this was female rap in this era became overdone and saturated with tight female rap that's been dropping. And with tight female that been dropping. See, I'm not going to go into the Cardi B song because I did listen to it and I wasn't that impressed. I just wasn't. I heard better from Cardi and they said it was a freestyle, so that's why I took it as that. I didn't think it was a single. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but then again, sometimes you can hear something for the first two times and eventually hear it enough, it'll grow on you. You know, So I reserve my opinion. Do we sometimes expect to have that Bodak Yellow moment from her because she did it? Is that what it is? That we expect that the song supposed to hit that Bodak Yellow like, oh shit, goddamn, what that, whoa! Nah, it's Nah, some songs don't hit, ain't gonna hit like that, man. Some songs take, it grows on people, you know? So, but I digress. You're like, now, hold on. But do I think it's good? No, it's good. It's just, do I think it's the best that Cardi has? No, but I feel this might be a little appetizer. If she actually looking to drop an album, I think it's an appetizer. But when it comes to why he said that and why he got a point and why because it's too many of them. Now, of course, there will be females that will always be in the mix because they just transcended the female rap game because of who they are. Y'all already know who they is. I don't need to see him go for the list. But the rest of them, they're going to die out because, let's keep it 100, right? When we talk about female rappers, and you talk about all time, the ones that come off the top of your dome is Lil' Kim. I'm talking about Lil' Kim, Nicki Minaj. No one would ever say Queen Latifah or MC Light. But if you ask anybody off the top of their dome who you consider the best female rapper of all time, they were going to say Lil' Kim or Nicki Minaj. Off the top of their dome, without thinking. They ain't going to say Lauryn Hill. I know what the hip-hop head is going to say, but no. The average motherfucker you feel me? You ask dudes, they're gonna name about 10 of them. The problem is that what ended up happening is that when Cardi B got hot, there was another female rapper to challenge Nicki Minaj. In the day of Lil' Kim, she was just the cream of the crop of a group of female rappers. West Coast, East Coast, what have you. There always been a bunch of female rappers, but see, here's the difference. This era has been the most copycat era ever in hip-hop history when it comes to women rap. Because at no time you could not sit and tell me that you didn't have a variety of female rap. This era, you don't. You don't. It's the same type of lyrical content, damn near cadence. They just, come on, man, you got pretty drill rap, pretty girl drill, hard girl drill, BDSM drill. That's the reason why. Every female trucks on stage. Did any of them really rap? They were like Scarlet. And she raps. I don't think she twerks. They told Sweetie, because you such monotone, basically told her she garbage on the mic, you better off just twerking on stage. Let your pretty and your prettiness and your ass take you over. That's why they look for the female that's good looking at the fat ass just in third, so they can sell it. So they can get brand deals and all that shit. Yeah, I know everybody said that, but I want you to think about it. Because they saw that a certain type female popped off. Think about this. I sit here and hear YouTubers basically classify a group of women as city girls. City girl male, the city girl preacher, city girl this. So that's popular. Motherfuckers mad because rap shit got canceled. What it was about? A fictitious story of somewhat of the Mary York rise of the City Girls. Everyone loved Carissa. You don't hear about Drake T no more, but I digress. It's that type. The body type. All that shit. She had to say much. Just mention, I get money out of dudes. My pussy is good. My head game is good. I'm pretty as fuck. That's it. And put some gibberish in between. Women are getting over on bravado more than lyrics now. I don't know what is the feminine, but yeah, bravado. I want you to think that over, smoke that over. So, yeah, that's why it feels that way, it looks that way, it smells that way, that the defeat, what he basically was saying is, the type of female hip-hop that we're seeing now is going to eventually die out. And it's going to be something else that's going to take its place. Or it might get back to what it was. Now we have more variety. Now the Rhapsody starts to get hot. Now the Diamond Dogs start to get hot. We just don't have every female song that's played back to back to back. If you played it in the club, it's basically saying, yo, I love, I had him. He was sucking on my pussy last night. I had your man bending me over so I could feel his dick just right. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, I could write for females if I wanted to. Which I think is a good thing. Because yeah, it takes a lot of money to push a female artist regardless. Regardless. You make up. They got to hit the gym. Well, makeup, gym, hair, wardrobe, you know, all that shit. See, I want people to understand that everything happens in waves. See, y'all thought that OnlyFans, 6 minute, pound the shit out of a bitch, shock value porn was going to be the porn that just going to last for a decade. No, only for a couple of years. It always comes back to what the root of what made porn great. Fantasy and taboo. Role play scene, storytelling. That's what it's coming back to, people. It always comes back to the porn star. Who knows? Content creator that might be the new nigga. Now I'm a porn star. Yeah, I'm a porn star. I'm definitely a porn star now. You're content creator. No, I'm a porn star. But I doubt it, though. So I have to get ready for another show or what have you. I just wanted y'all to think upon that. Because, like I said, I speak upon the things that, when I do these shows, that I'm kind of passionate about. And I want you to think on it. And I relate the point because, to be honest with you, the entertainment business is the entertainment business. The blueprint is the same. It doesn't matter about the genre. Doesn't matter about the genre. To the core of any business is still the same blueprint. So, I'm done. Like I said, you know what to do. Go check out my subscription side of my wonderful podcast verse. First, two ways for you to get extra subscribe content. Here, first of all, on Spotify, I drop a little, you know, thing called Savage Smoke, where I bring the guys of the porn business on. Oh, it's worth it at $4.99 a month. And we talk the truth about the business, from the ladies that we shoot with, to shooting, to the fans, to the business, to other male talents, whatever. We really talk, give our perspective, all that good shit, because it's a safe space. So, yeah. So, y'all check that out, $4.99 a month. Plus, also with that, you get to see, like, the archive episodes from the Premium Smoke Room and other podcasts and limited series podcasts that I did on Spotify. So you get to binge a little bit. Part two, the second way, is the Premium Smoke Room now on Loyal Fans. That's right. We can get more candid, more wilder, more crazier, more provocative, because I don't have to worry about Spotify flagging or taking out anything, because this is Loyal Fans. And you know what it is. It's 5 premium podcasts for you to enjoy. Plus, you get to see my wonderful co-hosts. I'm talking about, first off, Big Jordan with them big titties and a bigger personality. Also, you get to hear the stories of my homegirl, Miss Spit Queen. She talks about being a female who's still in her whole phase, but she's unapologetic about it. And also, the lovely, wonderful, the new age Miss Parker. I'm talking about none other than Kelly Shin. Check her out in the Blazing Goddess Hour with Kelly Shin. Also, I does another little podcast called Smokers Over Dark, as well as the Premium Smoke Podcast, where I bring on special guests and where the tits come out, dildos might come out, but what really comes out is the true tea and the true truth and true smoke about the porn business. So with that being said, you know how we end these things all day, every day. Life is a learning experience. What's the point of the experience if you haven't learned anything? Smoke this over. Oh, and to Dirk Dillinger, we love you, man. We're going to miss you in the podcast space, man. I'm going to hold you down, brother. We out.